Hello everyone, Economic Ninja here. I hope you're doing well. I want to tell you that this video is being inspired by my, has been inspired. I'm inspired to do it because of my son. My son was talking to me about testimonies the other day in a conversation he had with another gentleman about how important testimonies are. And I thought, you know what? It's important in the Bible, which means it's important to me. It's important to God. And I'm going to read one quick verse that says here, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. This is Revelations chapter 12, verse 11. It means when they said they overcame him, they talk about Satan, the enemy, and every single one of us have an enemy. But we overcame the enemy by the blood of Jesus and the word of our testimony. The word of our testimony is so valuable and so important for two reasons. And then I'm going to tell you mine. First off, when you go through something really hard, cancer, death of a family member, financial loss, and you make it to the other side, as you're praying about it, as you're hoping for a better solution, and that comes about, in the spirit realm, you have the authority to destroy the spirit of that, whatever you went through in someone else's life. You have the authority to speak over it. In the natural, you get to tell your story to someone else. And what happens is, because it says in the Bible, faith comes by hearing, not by seeing, by hearing. Over and over, repetitive, right? When you tell someone your story, how many of us have watched something, someone else's story, and become motivated and say, if they can get through it, I can get through it. In the natural, that's what happens. So two things happen when you tell your testimony. My story, and I want to make this about finances, because there are so many people that will listen to someone talk about finances over other things, right? I've done videos about tithing, and I've ran into people that have started tithing and learning how powerful it is and why God says you're allowed, that's the only thing you're allowed to testify. It's not going to be about this, but I will tell you that one of the scariest times financially in my life, I did not stop tithing because I knew that God did not cause all these circumstances to hit me. And we were faced with a moment where at a certain moment, we were going to possibly lose a property or our house. Everything that I had done to prepare, I had set aside 6 months of my bills. I legitimately had 6 months of payments. In the bank, I was completely out of debt other than I had 6 mortgages, and catastrophe hit me financially. The death of my mother and us paying for out of a savings account for her hospice care. And then not hospice care, but we paid for her bills, you know, to keep everything going so that she could stay in her home. And then we had an insurance company straight up lie and say we signed up for an insurance policy that we didn't. We signed up for a different kind. And they started drafting like $750 out of our paychecks per month. And then we had a renter die, my first renter. Actually, as a matter of fact, it was the first rental I ever bought. And the Holy Spirit told me buy this property for her and take care of her. And we were doing that faithfully. So all these things happened. Loss of income, loss of rent, all this stuff, loss of my mother and finances there. And we were faced with a time, and I know now why I had to go through this. And I'm gonna be honest with you, because of this day and the YouTube channel, because this testimony is gonna help a lot of people, not just the one I talk about today, but the coaching I'm gonna be able to do through videos of people that are gonna be losing their houses, that are in forbearance or getting kicked out because they lost their job. Lord showed me how I was going to get through that. He even showed me how I was going to get to keep the houses. And it was a tremendous miracle. But you have to realize that that was setting the stage for this, because that was back in like 2009. As much as I was ready, I sold 90% of my homes. The last three properties were in jeopardy because of financial things out of my control. And I was taking that 6 months of bills and paying my, it stretched out because it wasn't, I didn't have, you know, I could make most of my bills, but it stretched out over a year and a half. And fighting went through, what was it, three arbitrations about the insurance company. And every single time the arbitrator went to the insurance company, what are you doing? They did not sign up for this. Give them their money back. And they just wouldn't. They just were just, it was one of those right hand doesn't know what the left hand's doing. And God saw me through that to the point where he even showed me one day that I was getting in the way of a blessing because one of the insurance companies, the mortgage companies, because the Holy Spirit said, I'm going to show you how to pay off your mortgage or how to keep your house. I'm like, okay, I'm all ears. He started showing me. And at one point, he told me to offer him 10%, 10 cents on the dollar, because that's what the going rate was in the secondary debt markets. And the lady on the call went, wait a minute, we've never done this. We usually sell the debt to some other company. We've never thought about selling the debt to the debtor, the person that's in debt. And I said, well, let me see what you can do. And she goes, okay, I'll try. And I don't remember what it was. It was like a $50,000 loan. It was the second. And I had like $6,000 or $7,000 in the bank, if I can remember right. And they called me back and they said, they said, hey, we're going to do it. They sent me a letter. They said, we're going to sell you the debt for like $3,500, and 10% would have been $5,600. And I called them back and I said, oh no, I've told you, I'll give you 10%. And right then the Holy Spirit spoke really loudly to me and said, stop getting in the way of your blessing. And I went, whoa, okay. And the lady said, they said, hey, we've seen your finances. I'm like, well, then they saw my bank account. You can't afford that much. We're going to settle for the $3,200 or $3,300. All throughout that time, I got to witness the power of tithing and the power of my faith and knowing that God was there for me and that I know I was being financially attacked. Well, around that time is when I started to be red-pilled and started learning about cycles. Even though I'd sold the houses in 2006 and made profit from those, and I'd sold my stocks before the dot-com crash, I didn't know what I was doing. Like, it was a gut feeling. I didn't really come into the full knowledge of economic cycles and real estate cycles till about 2010. That was when I started investing in gold and silver as well. And by 2015, I was warning everyone that I knew about things that were coming on the earth, things that God had shown me, things that I'd learned from other men and women. And I was burning out my family and my friends. And I'm searching for these words. What was happening was God was giving people words for me to give to me. And I would all the time receive, letters like this and notes from people that were having dreams and they were giving them to me. And I didn't know it was about my future. I mean, I knew it was about my future, but there was a moment in 2015 where I wanted to go on social media. And a buddy of mine stopped me. It was actually a business partner, a good friend, because he was worried because of all my crazy conspiracy theories about this massive inflation that was coming in the future and shutdowns, all this kind of stuff, that I was going to be perceived as crazy and our company wouldn't do well because we wouldn't be able to raise the tens of millions of dollars that we needed to raise for that company. So obviously, my story, I went from not being able to make a mortgage payment to, running companies and actually making lots of money in cryptocurrency and stuff like that, right? So I made my first million when I was 26 doing real estate. Then you had a downfall that, praise God, it wasn't my fault. I had everything set up, but just three life circumstances got in there. And I had to step into faith, and then I went to this where I was building multi-million dollar companies and doing side hustles and crushing it over there, right? So it's like you go through a time of prosperity, then you go through a desert, and then you go through a time of prosperity, right? And I think a lot of people have gone through this. And they need to know that when it's really scary because it's very hard to find human beings that could relate to you when you're going through financial trouble. And at the same time, it's hard to find humans that can relate to you when you're going through times of amazing abundance. It always seems like it's never at the same time. You and your friends, you and your family are never on the same clock, right? And I believe the reason why that is because we're both supposed to encourage each other and we're supposed to gain encouragement from others. That's the relationship of human beings together. That's why we don't all have the one answer. You know, we're not all super brainiacs. We all have a little bit to contribute. And that's the importance of community. Well, like this, when I wanted to go into social media and start really warning people, I received a letter that said, wait, with an exclamation point. Do not move forward. Now is not the time. Now is the time to wait. I will soon open the door for you to move, but it is not now. There will come a time where it will seem like the door is closing on this opportunity. I remember those times. But you are not to cave into the pressure. It says here at the end, I will not only redeem this situation, but from things from the past from which the enemy stole from you. And then I was handed a, check this out. This was interesting. Because people ask me all the time, YouTubers, they say, or people on social media, like how did you, you know, a lot of people look at the subscriber count of a channel and they go, oh, look at the size of that channel. It's not, it has nothing to do with subscriber count. As a matter of fact, that could be easily manipulated from Google and YouTube and stuff like that. Matter of fact, so many people even watching this may have been unsubscribed. There's all kinds of things that happen, weird things that happen. It's the amount of views, the people that stick around, right? If you're able to teach someone or they like listening to you or, you know, you make them laugh, they're going to watch. And other people in the industry have asked, like, how is this even possible with this channel? This is because of God. Sure, I have to hit record every day. I have to wake up. You encourage me to wake up and talk because I love hearing from the most amazing human beings on earth, which is you. Sure, 1% or 0.5% of people are total tools. You know, you're going to get those anywhere. Some people just love sitting around in their pajamas and feeling good about themselves, saying mean things about other people. That's what they're just not never going anywhere in life. But I tell that to people all the time. And this is a lady named Lori that had a dream about my situation and how frustrated I was. And I'm not going to go into all the points, but she said that one man was provided for me to help me, and his name was Jeff. Well, Jeff became he was a friend of mine. He became a business partner of mine. And it was that time in which during that one business, one of the real estate brokerages that I owned, I said, hey, I'm going to do this YouTube thing. And he totally encouraged me and gave me great words of encouragement. He said, he goes, this isn't for me, but this is for you. I can tell it's for you. Really strong in his faith. He's getting even stronger. And the dream was about me building a satellite. And a satellite that was special because it was going to, here it says right here, at a certain point, I'm standing on Jeff's shoulders to place the satellite and where the entire world is like a megaphone could hear some information I'm supposed to share. And it said that while this was happening, I was still in my fire uniform. It's been hard for me. Last 4 months has been really hard for me. So I'm caught between two worlds. My identity as a firefighter and my desire to grow businesses and build things and do all of this, you know, it's been a really hard battle. But like right here, the reason why I was in the dream was because it's supposed to tell me I'm still in my firefighter uniform while I'm doing all of this, building this satellite, because God told me in 2010 that I wouldn't always be a fireman. I'm only 2.5 years away from retiring. If I leave now, I lose everything. And I know that's really crazy, but when God told me that one day that I'm not always going to be a fireman, I knew that that means I was going to leave early. And here I'm getting super close. And I believe there's a day where I don't know when. I've been praying about it. I'm getting nothing. That the Lord's going to say it's time to go. And in faith, I have to go. And I don't know how to tell you this, but there are some people that are going through really rough times financially, they see what's coming and they don't have any idea how they can prepare for this stuff financially. Let me tell you that I was there too. I was preparing in fear. I was so fearful. I was buying emergency food. This was back in like 2010. And look what's happened. Do I need the emergency food? No, I can still go to the grocery store and buy food, right? I was building businesses, and those businesses, those side hustles kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and the money that I could take from one side hustle to the next. And the whole time, see, the Lord knows that it takes humans a certain amount of time to get things done. It doesn't take him a whole lot of time, but the thing is, it doesn't take him any time at all, actually. But he knows that when we don't have the spiritual maturity to deal with great things, huge decisions, big money, he needs us to go through this time of growing. And I knew that for 10 years, he was preparing me to make bigger decisions, bigger level decisions that I couldn't make back then. And I still feel like I'm not ready for a lot of stuff, but a lot of decisions that I make these days are straight up in faith. And I'm going, all right, Lord, I feel like this is where you're leading me. So I'm going for it. And if it's a no, shut that door fast. And a lot of you have probably, hey, type one, or say I've been given a promise. Like, you've been given a promise from a long time ago, and you've been holding on to it, and you've been holding on to it. And sometimes it seems like it's just too much. It's too hard to hold on to that promise without just giving up and going, no, I must have heard wrong. It wasn't from God. Let me tell you that when it comes, it's always at the perfect time. And I'll be honest, after the Las Vegas meetup, meeting 850 of you, it was emotionally draining. It was hard because, like, in my life, I spent a greater part of the decade warning people that didn't want to listen to me. Now I get to spend time through a camera listening to amazing people that are hungry for knowledge, hungry for information, excited about the future. And so when I meet you in person, it is like a wave of emotion. And like the last 4 months, I have been an emotional wreck. And it's simply because I understand the gravity of the situation and the times that we're in. And I feel like I'm living in a dream. And I want you to know that I believe that that same dream is for you. I believe that you not only have the power to overcome, but sometimes we don't, because we don't understand that we just have to simply step back and remember our lives and where we have been in the past, where we are now. And once you start to say it out loud and thank God for it and tell other people about it, say, hey, if you're feeling down, just so you know, I was really down and my life's changing amazingly. Yeah, sure, I'm not who I want to be in the future. Sure, I'm not there yet, but I sure am getting there. And you watch what happens to your life when you start to speak out the story of your testimony. You know, my financial testimony, I can't relate to a lot of people because of where I am today. That's why I step back and I go back to those old stories of like the day I was in my palm tree farm. And I reminded the Lord, because there's a Bible verse somewhere that says, the God says, hey, you're supposed to remind me of what you do, even though he knows. He wants to hear it from you. And so I just remember that Bible verse and I'm like, God, I'm pretty sure I'm the only guy that owns a palm tree farm. I think I was the only palm tree farm in this county that tithes, that takes 1/10 of the money that comes in and I give it away. And you say that when you do that, you'll pour out a blessing. So I'm just asking you, and I just asked, I'm like, I want to send my angel out to find me buyers. And gosh darn, that street about 4 hours later was completely packed. People, they're all buying palm trees, but they wanted more or less to tell me how they found me, how excited they were. They didn't realize it was a spiritual thing. You know, I remember people coming to know Jesus Christ in the backyard while buying palm trees. And I remember that God would show me, yeah, you're killing it right now. You're crushing it. But just so you know, you're crushing it for me. And if you'll just make yourself available, I used to do this. I used to walk down the street and ask the Lord, who do you want me to talk to? Or what do you want me to pray about? And I would just, that motion of just walking down the street and just being open to whatever God, he would bring to me either things that he wanted me to do for the kingdom, but he'd also bring me opportunities. Just making yourself available. Most people don't make themselves available for opportunities. And I think that we need to realize that this day and age, things are changing so rapidly that if you don't make yourself available to the heavens, to Lord Jesus Christ, you're missing out on a lot because time's speeding up. You know, there is a revival that's already happening right now, and it's not happening in churches. It's happening on the streets. And if you're not on the streets right now, if you're not outside walking around, you're going to miss it. This next revival that overtakes our country, because 2024 is going to be a dark year, right? Well, you can't see light without darkness. I mean, have you ever turned a flashlight on in the middle of the day at noon and pointed at someone? They're like, cool. Yeah, try pointing that flashlight at them in pitch darkness. They squint. They go, gosh, turn that off. It's too bright. But it's a pinpoint light, right? If light's broad and big, it's just light. It's light. If it's focused and it's small and it's, you know, in the darkness, man, it's powerful. Well, that bright light is coming this next year, and you're going to miss it if you're just, I would be honest with you, just showing up at church. I'm not telling you to not go to church. But there's going to be some really cool opportunities, and those spiritual opportunities are going to lead to financial opportunities. You know, you can't help people without money. And there are two different types of people. There are people that know how to make money. God's blessed them. And then there are people that don't know that, but they have a heart of compassion for helping people. And my goal is to find those people, because I got to be honest with you. That's something I struggle with. My mother-in-law, her passion is having homeless shelters and like housing homeless people and like around the clock, their needs, dealing with their needs. I'm like, I just couldn't do that. I have a heart to help them, but I could not do that physical work. She has that heart. I want to find people like that to help. God has opportunities for all of us. And in those opportunities, when we step into those, we will be blessed. That's why this channel took off so fast. I did what I believe the Lord wanted me to do. And that was, you're a watchman. You see all these troubles coming ahead. You could see all these things at the same time. You could sort of place them together, and you're supposed to warn people. And you have a specific calling. As a matter of fact, I'd love it if you'd type it out, because a lot of people have it and they know it. They don't necessarily know how to start and what to do with it. Well, first off, it's important to acknowledge it, because I had to come to the point where I'm like, I'm a watchman. I am a watchman. It's actually been given to me. This mantle has been given to me by God. And there's lots of watchmen out there, right? And I'm supposed to warn people. And it's important when you type it out. You know, it's really interesting right now as I'm doing this video. I see attacks all the time come at me when I do certain things. And I know people are typing things out. I can't even see them. They're not even popping up. But I know that there are people typing their calling. And once you step into it in faith, you just go, and it was that one day where my wife told me, you need to stop warning our family friends. You've exhausted everything. They don't want to hear from you. They're rolling their eyes. They don't want us to be around. You need a bigger platform. And that was when it was just, obviously it was my wife that said it. I said, okay, then I'm going to do it. And I said, but I'm going to, and I just told her, this wasn't being cocky. This is being confidence. And I'm going to be number one. And it's not because I think I'm better than anyone. I'm just going to try like crazy, and the rest is going to be God. And, you know, as this channel has come under attack, I'm totally okay with it. The government don't like certain warnings coming out. All right, that's where we're at this day and age. But man, I'm going to try my hardest to keep getting the information out and keep encouraging people. I'm so excited about this next economic crash. I just know that so many of you are prepared for it or getting prepared, and it's going to be like picking candy up. Because Satan's got a plan, and the World Economic Forum's got a plan, and Davos has a plan, and all these people. You know what? Who's got the real plan? God. And he lets us screw up and lets us do our thing for a certain amount of time, and then he gets us back into alignment, corrects us. And by correcting us, it's always smacking Satan. Well, I'm going to tell you right now that this economic collapse that's been planned, that I've been telling people about, God's also got a plan. And his true believers, people that actually really do live for his son, Jesus Christ, are going to be blessed because they're preparing and God's got a plan for them. And I just wanted to use myself as witness to you in just this channel. I mean, this channel has opened up so many business opportunities, so many ideas, just because I'm quite frankly out in front of more people. And I want you to know that is because of God. That's not because of me. The truth is, most of the time I talk about stuff, I hit record, I stop the thing, and someone asked me what I just did a video on. I couldn't tell you. I really couldn't. Because it's not me. The screw-ups are me. I'm the screw-up guy. And I hope that gives you faith and encourages you today. I had no agenda. I don't even know. I was inspired by my son and something he heard from another man about how little people understand about the power of a testimony. And I truly believe in faith, because I don't think that when words come out of my mouth, they're very coherent. But I will tell you that I believe that a lot of people are going to be changed today and tomorrow and into the future. There's going to be someone that watches this a year later, and it's going to change their life. Not because of me. It's because of my story. And that's what history is. His story. Never forget that. Hope you have a great day. The Economic Ninja is out.